Multi-billionaire Mark Benioff, the co-founder of Salesforce, has agreed to purchase Time Magazine from Meredith Corporation for $190 million. Let's get to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher is executive editor of Recode. She's in New York. Kara, Benioff had talked in the past about buying Fortune Magazine or Twitter. What's his interest in media?
Well, I think it goes back a long way because he wanted to buy Twitter for Salesforce, he was going to try to integrate it into his services at Salesforce, which is his company. But I think he's just been one of these people who's made investments all over the place. And one of his issues are all these social issues from climate change to diversity to all kinds of things. And so he thinks that this is the best way to make an impact with the money he has.
You just spoke with him. I know the New York Times also spoke with him, and he said, I live with a beginner's mind. I didn't realize 2 weeks ago I was going to buy Time. That's kind of surprising.
No, I don't think that's true. I don't think he was telling the truth there. I think he's been thinking about these things for a long time. He's been engaged with Meredith for a while. I just think he was trying to figure out which one would be the best one, and I think he decided that Time had a global brand. While Fortune is an interesting business brand, I think he thought that Time was sort of more in the areas that he was interested in, which is more social change areas.
We think of the Facebook co-founder, Chris Hughes, who spent more than $20 million trying to overhaul the New Republic and ended up selling it. That did not work out well. Now, Benioff is paying a lot more money for Time. Why do you think all these people in Silicon Valley are so interested in getting into this business? Jeff Bezos, of course, being the biggest with The Washington Post.
Right. It's Jeff Bezos. It's not just Jeff Bezos. Pierre Omidyar put a lot of money into a lot of different media efforts, including The Intercept. Lorraine Jobs has bought a big stake in The Atlantic and some other publications. You know, Chris Hughes' experiment was because Chris Hughes was really meddlesome, and I think the staff rejected a lot of the changes. He was super aggressive. Most of these other people are relatively hands-off, except in the areas they're good at, which is like business and technology. And so Mark doesn't want to be involved operationally, he told me, and he certainly doesn't want to do any editorial guidance except generalize meeting with them and telling them what he thinks is important, but it doesn't mean that they have to do that.
So why does he want it so much if he doesn't want to be involved in the editorial part?
Well, because he wants these publications to continue, and he thinks they're an important part of society. And he's really rich. You know what I mean? You forget, he's a multi-billionaire. And so this amount of money, as much as it seems like a lot, is certainly not that much for him. And he thinks it's an iconic brand that should continue and become bigger than it has been in the past, even though Time has had an incredible impact. It hasn't in recent years. And so he thinks he can help do that, bring back the brand. And it's a great brand. He's right about that.
Kara, one more thing. You're at the Recode Commerce Conference today in New York. What's the buzz there?
Well, a lot of the discussion here is about Amazon, of course, and the impact Amazon has on all of commerce. And so I think the overlay of Amazon on the rest of retail is really the big discussion here.
Is there anybody else who comes close to Amazon?
No, nobody. I mean, Walmart's trying. It bought Instacart and different things like that. But, I mean, all these big retailers are trying to figure out how to exist in an Amazon-dominated world. Now, Amazon would argue opposite, that they're only a smart part of retail. But I think, you know, everybody's thinking about how they can differentiate, how they can do more experiential things in stores, how they can compete in a world where Amazon has a lot of data and a lot of customer interest and an ability to, you know, do lower prices.
It's Kara Swisher, executive editor of Recode, joining us from New York. Thanks, Kara.
Thank you.